Blog Talk Radio.
Derek.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
Good. I sent another hoop crotch to somebody on Messenger.
Excellent. Excellent, Derek. Excellent. Way to go.
Good.
You're the man. You're the man.
Yeah. No response
You're
yet. No response yet.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah. Some people are still sleeping, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to kick off the show. It's time to get started.
I want to help people, Bob.
I know you do. You are helping people, Derek.
Am I going to get started that travel business?
You want to what?
Did you talk to Ron about the travel business?
Yeah, we'll probably talk some more about that. But we'll see if Ron comes on today. He said he may not be able to get on to the show today, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and get the show started now. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mary.
Oh, we're doing great. We're
Hi,
doing
Derek.
Great.
How are you?
Oh, phenomenal as always. Getting ready for Halloween.
You're going to dress up like a pumpkin?
No, I am the most unoriginal person anymore now that I make costumes for my kids. I literally put on my old Army uniform and go as a soldier.
Yeah. Oh, great, great, great. We used to have a lot of kids come to the house, but it's kind of dropped off a little bit in this area. I guess people are worried about kids getting candy that's linked with drugs, you know. And that's very important these days. So anyway, we're going to kick off the show here. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host. And we have... a great show planned today, and we're associated with the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society and Optimize My Life and various other programs that are we use those programs and life coaching as well to help people by helping them to help other people, and our goal is to help families. And to help them to help other families, and we have many areas that we work in, and to help people have a better lives, such as faith-based living, family coaching, and education and certifications, housing, clean air and water, health and wellness, the arts. And even finances we help people in, such as in the areas of increasing and helping families to increase their incomes, if that's what they're interested in. Help people to save money on their purchases by converting their expenses into cash assets. And help people if they're interested in investments. Who is that? Is that you talking, Derek?
Yes.
And we're gonna talk about some of those areas today, and how that works in with helping families, because that's what this show is all about, and including family coaching and family education and some of the other areas that I've talked about. And we have a great partnership with Captain Len Cain, who's developed the Golden Rule Society. And we have partnerships with Mary and with others, Kurt and other people that are helping, because we can't do the whole thing by ourselves. We have a whole team of people that work together, and with the goal of helping people by helping them to help others. So I recently was at a house party with some friends and family, mostly family, but we had some friends there also, and we were there to honor two young ladies in that are just getting their family started. Both of them were pregnant, and so we had a special get together for them. To ask for blessings of them and their new coming children, and we all had to guess on what we thought each of them was gonna have, and when it was my turn to guess, I guessed that the one lady would have a daughter, and then I guessed that the other lady would have a son and a daughter. And oh, everybody got a big laugh out of that. So it was fun. It was a fun get together, and we celebrated and had a light meal and some refreshments and a toast for the two pregnant ladies. And I was very happy to be invited to that, me and my wife and some of her family members. And some of our friends. So it's just one area that it's sort of, I think it falls into the category of an act of kindness, which Captain Len Cain talks a lot about, acts of kindness, where we do things for other people to help them and to make them feel better. And so it's a wonderful thing. I know that a lot of times we walk past somebody, they're going in one direction, we're going the other direction, and there's no word said to either one. And I usually try to, when I pass somebody, or when they're walking towards me, I'll try to smile and say, hello, how are you doing? And I find that so many times it brings a smile on those people's faces, because you've acknowledged that they're there and that they're they're alive and walking. And so I think that's just a small area that we can do to help people, just to recognize them and to show them that they are we're thinking about them. So. I'm a little hoarse today, so Mary, you got anything you wanna talk about while you're here?
We had a really good show yesterday with Gavin John. Ron did an interview with him.
Great.
I know a lot of people missed it, but talked about different programs that we're going to be collaborating with, the Hope Collection and
great.
Gavin. And
excellent, excellent. That's awesome. You know,
was that
Gavin that Derek introduced to the program? Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay. Great. I'm sorry I missed
He's
it. I was working.
He's now on spring break. or he's on his winter break or whatever you want to call it for baseball. So he's got a little bit of time left before he has to report back in February.
Yeah. I got a call in for Gavin. I want to talk to him some more. But I appreciate you doing that, Mary. That's great. Ronnie told me that you guys were doing that, and that's good.
The other big news is we launched the night radio show. It's a correlation to the day radio show, but we're focusing more on younger families and teens.
Great, great, great. I was on the show on Friday with Len Kane, and Ron and Len and I, and he did a great job in talking about all the different projects that are going on through the Golden Rule Society. It's amazing, and the kindness program just being a fairly new one, but just a lot of things that are going on, not only through the Hope Collection. And we're building on the Hope Collection. We're building it very quickly, and adding different programs to it. And it takes time when you do. You're taking a system that's been around for 25 years, and to rebuild the whole thing. And that's what we're doing. And I'm very, very happy that Ron Clayton and others are working on that very feverishly to get it done. And I just tell people to have patience, and we'll get it all together soon. I've done a lot of work in my life in computers and computer systems. And I had a group of about 50 people that were working for me, working on large computer systems for AT&T, and sometimes it took us years to modify the programs to get them to be improved and do the things that we needed them to do. So this is not quite that big, but it is. We had a lot of programs, 7 different websites. That needed to be, we had to do some consolidation and so forth. That's all being worked on. So I appreciate all that effort that everybody's doing. And I appreciate all the effort that you're doing, Mary, and all the projects that you're working on. You're a busy lady.
I am, but, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah. I think you're kind of like me, that you like to be busy doing things that are helping other people, and that's so important in our efforts that we're doing through this radio show and through other things that we're doing. The programs that you're working on, and you're helping people in a lot of different areas, and you're helping your family. All of those are very, very important, and you're doing the things that I believe the good Lord wants you to do, and I'm doing the things that the good Lord wants me to be doing, and that's really the most important in what we're all doing. We're listening to what He wants, and we're acting upon it. Because sometimes people just talk a lot, but they don't take any action on what it is that they want. And that one good example of that is sometimes people say, well, my goal is to do such and such. Well, if you don't take some action on that goal, you'll never accomplish it. So it not only takes having the vision to do something, And if you're doing something that's not only to help yourself, but to help others as well, then I think it becomes more important. And that's doing what God says is love me and love my people, and help them in any way they need help. And so I think we have Kurt with us also today. Are you on, Kurt?
Yes, I am. Bob, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Mary? My friend?
Well, very good, very good. Enjoying the sunshine here in Buffalo.
rub it in.
We got some sunshine here, too, in Jersey. We got had a couple of days of rainy days and cloudy and foggy and everything else. But
wherever
a nice sun.
Really crazy weather, though. You know, this Lake Erie is really alive right now this time of year. And if you go out my door, you look about 10 miles south of me, people are getting pounded by rain. And that's the lake effect rain. But here it's nice and sunny, and you know, so it's really weird how the weather patterns are here. But I just wanted to join in this conversation, and what we're doing through the Hope Collection with Mary and Len Kane and her daughter is just completely amazing. It's going to touch a lot of thousands of kids' lives throughout the year or in years. It's going to change the entire educational system, I believe. It only takes one.
That's
it's only
great.
Like this, it's like a mustard seed that grows into a plant. Mustard seed is the smallest seed on the planet, and it just grows and grows. And that's how it is. It's going to just mushroom out to the country and also around the world. And I'm very proud of Mary Duncan and her daughter.
You know, and one of the areas that we're a lot of us are working in is in the area of being a life coach. And I know, Kurt, you're involved in that, and Mary's involved in that, and I'm involved in that, and Ron is involved in that, and my friend Derek is he's in training to become a life coach, because that's one of his goals. His main goal is to help people to have a better life, and then life coaching is going to help him to do that. It's one of the tools that he needs to help him to do that. And so I've been working with him on that. And it's just another area that we can help people and get some education of our own that helps us to be in a better position to help those people that need our help. I know you all know that I've mentioned it a few times, and I have a large family. And I've been coaching all my life since I was about 17 years old. I've been coaching people, and a lot different than what I do today, because I didn't have all the education and the experience and the wisdom that comes from years of doing something. But I was still coaching my kids, and now my grandkids. And some of my great grandkids some of them I haven't even met yet, you know, but they're in my sights to be coached, and so that's just an area that you can do a lot to help them in their lifetime decisions, help them in their relationships with other people, other children in their lives, and help them with their decisions on whether they want to play sports or whether they want to what is it that they really want to do in their life. And I've always told my children that you can do anything that you set your mind to do, as long as you believe that you can do it, that you can accomplish it. And as long as you take the action to make it happen, and then pray about it, and get the blessing of the good Lord, that what is the right thing for me to do, And excuse me. So anyway, that's kind of that approach that that we took with our kids. And I think that I believe that mistakes that children make are part of the process. Some people say, "Well, I tried doing it and I couldn't do it," or something. You know, or I made mistakes trying to do it. Well, we all do that. The mistakes are what make us learn and to grow and to figure out, well, plan A wasn't the right plan. Let's try plan B, you know. And so that's kind of how things work in life. Life is not perfect, you know. Sometimes we have to make decisions and change our direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I see Mary's back on now. And we have someone else, 559 area code. I don't know who that is. Whoever you are, introduce yourself, please. We'll be happy to talk with you. I've turned the mic on so you can talk. No?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Larry Casparine.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Larry.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
What's on your mind today?
Not a heck of a lot. Keeping busy, that's for sure.
Oh, that's my friend Larry.
Yes, sir.
Larry, how are you?
Good,
yeah, I'm doing
you.
Great. I missed the Elks program. I'm sorry about that, but I worked late that day. I think that was Saturday,
yeah, that's
right?
Yeah,
I had to work. I was working with my son, and we were trying to get some things done. We're redoing the whole side, whole outside of the house, all four sides, and we had to take off all the old siding, and there was actually two layers of siding on the house. We had to take that all off and all the old boards and replace it with plywood. So we're very active in getting that done. And the rain has not been cooperating with us. It's been raining a few days when we couldn't work. Because when you're climbing up on ladders, I don't like it to be raining. You know, I don't want to go up on ladders when it's climbing, when it's raining. So
me either.
So anyway, did you go to that Elks event, Larry?
Yeah. I think they made like
a pig roast.
Yeah, they made a lot of money on that pig roast.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
That's
they
great.
Worked out real nice for him.
Awesome. Well, that's what they need. That's what you need. You need donations, and you need money to run an organization like that.
Yeah.
And the Elks are very good at that, very good at setting it up so that they can create some income for the organization. And they do a lot of things, a lot of good things. That's why I joined, because for one, my friend Larry was in a leadership role there, and he invited me to join, and I did. And because I believe Larry, he and I have done a lot of things together, different projects we've worked on, and this is just another one that we'll be involved in with the Elks organization. Larry, tell people what the Elks is all about. Some of the things that you guys are involved in.
Well, one of the things we do is we help out special children, the children that have disabilities. Another thing we do is we also help out veterans. And we also do lots of work, you know, helping anybody that needs it.
Yep. And they have a special park that you have things, events for the kids, right?
Yep. It's called Elks Camp Moore, where they bring the kids up there and they can stay there for it's about a week, I think it is.
That's great.
Yep.
And they have all kinds of events for the kids.
Yep. Yeah, and they also do a lot for veterans and first responders and stuff like that too.
Yeah. And you're one of those. You're one of those veterans. I know that.
Yep.
And you do a lot of other work for the veterans as well.
Yeah, I'm also a member of a thing called the Veterans Breakfast Club, where we meet and we do a lot of stuff for veterans.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there with you. That's great.
Yep.
I was one of those non-veterans that snuck in the door, you know.
That's okay. We'll let you in anytime.
Yeah. And that's great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, Larry, is that a new number for you now? That 559 number?
That's good.
I'll have to write that down.
Yeah, that's the number at my new house.
Is that your cell phone number?
No, that's my new house number.
Oh, okay. Great. So I'm going to be leaving on a 4-day, 5-day vacation, November 4th through the 8th. And I will be traveling out to Illinois and Missouri and St. Louis and all that area out there, meeting with family and friends, and we're going to an American Indian rendezvous it's called, American Indian rendezvous, that one of my nieces puts that on. She is part American Indian, and she's very actively involved in running that organization for the American Indians to give them tribute. For almost a whole month, they do that. And,
that's nice.
It's a beautiful. They set up all their tents and show that what they do as Indians and all their wares that they have and their clothing that they have, all that kind of stuff, and it's a great time. A lot of crowds come there and celebrate with the American Indians, and it's a good tribute. It's a great organization. And it's not just one tribe; it's multiple tribes that get together and do that. And I like to be part of that. I usually I don't go every year, but I was there last year, and I'm going to go again this year. My wife and I. So it'll be a good trip. And my daughter Heather's going with us, and my son Randy. He's going also, so we'll have a good time, and we all share in the expenses to get out there and back, and it's about a 12-hour drive each way,
wow.
So when we take turns driving, it's not as hard on any one of us, But it's going to be fun. I know it is. It's going to be a great event, and we're going to meet some new people and visit with some old friends and family members and so forth.
Yep.
A lot of the family members from my generation are not around anymore. They have gone on to a better life. And but I do have some of my second generation after them, and the third generation after them, that will be visiting with some of them on both sides of the family.
Yep.
So I think about the fact that I'm still around and a lot of my relatives are gone. My dad's family had 8, 9 brothers and sisters, and they're all gone. And my mom's family had 6 brothers and sisters, and they're all gone. And but they left wonderful families behind them. And some of my cousins, a lot of my cousins and so forth, are still out in that area. So that's where I'll go and visit with them, and we'll probably have meals together and things like that. You know, talk about old times and new times and so forth. So it's gonna be a good holiday weekend. That we're gonna do that. So I am. Mary, you came back on. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Are you there, Mary?
Yep, I'm here. I'm muting my phone.
Oh.
My kids mess with my settings on my phone, so if I hit the wrong button, it hangs it up.
You
That's
know,
the bad part
was,
of having
was,
smart kids.
One day I was hosting the show, and I accidentally muted my phone. And here I was talking away and talking away and talking away. And all of a sudden I realized nobody was listening. Nobody, because I had muted my phone. So anyway, welcome back.
I have a couple announcements. I'm working on a form to fill out, and it'll be linked to the radio site where you can opt
Great.
In for a newsletter about the radio
Wow.
different days of the week and different shows. You get a general overview, and that way you can pick the particular show you're looking for based on particular criteria you're looking for.
Awesome.
Now, this will be connected to the Hope Collection?
Correct.
Oh, great.
The Hope
great.
Collection, we're working on putting a monthly newsletter together, and along with that, we're going to have a separate newsletter just for the radio show, so that people looking for particular topics or to particular areas, they can get little tidbits of advice based on what was going on during the radio show, but then they can look at go back and see, okay, well, this show was about this that day. So instead of scrolling through all the shows, they could actually go back and find that particular show on that date and find and listen to that show.
That's great.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
It'll be like the archives, right? Because we have the
kind of it's
going to
be archived, but it's kind of like okay, I'm old school, so it's kind of like the card catalog of the library back in the day before computers.
Yeah,
how we do the system. Yeah,
the Dewey system was before me, not quite that old yet.
Yeah. I remember that system.
But the funny
now,
thing is that go ahead.
Will this be sent out like a newsletter sent out to people automatically?
So what will happen is there will be a link that it will be attached to the description of the radio show, the main description, plus it will be a link put into every description of the radio show and on all the social media pages for the radio show so that you can have the option to opt in. And what I'm working on right now is building a system so that when you opt in, you can get it emailed to you automatically. But also, if you want reminders of particular shows or reminders set for the radio show.
Yeah, good, great. Dr. Joel Griffin used to do a Facebook newsletter that he would send out every so often. That was very good. It would help to communicate things back and forth to people. And so this sounds like it's kind of like that, but a little different. But he didn't send it out to people.
We'll have the social media page. And you can get it on Facebook, or you can... So we do have a Facebook page. I'm working on building it right now, because the last time anyone used the other Facebook page was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so we're also going to put it on the Facebook pages and the YouTube pages, but we're also going to have one so people can print it out if they want, because a lot of people are old school and like paper.
Great. I tell you, you're doing a lot of great things, Mary. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. All of these things are tools to help all of us, to help all of you that are listening out on the internet or wherever you're listening from. That's the purpose. That's part of one of our purposes. You know, the major goal is helping people by helping them to help other people. But we're also trying to help people in just getting the message out and finding out about what's going on with the Hope Collection and to find out areas where we can help you. You know, so excellent tool that we'll be using. Thank you, Mary, so much. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Yeah, I'm just working on plugging it all together because right now Bob still needs to send me his email address. I have everything in Google Spreadsheets. And so now we're just converting it into a system.
Excellent. You are you're an action woman. you are an action to get things done. To talk about, not just talk, what I was talking about earlier, is not just talking about things, but doing something about it, taking action to make it happen. And you're doing it. Every time I talk with you, there's something else going on that you're working on, and that you're doing it to help everybody. And we appreciate it so much. Thank you, Mary.
Tell
Kurt, you're the same way.
Dr. Rick about it.
You're doing all the time.
And
we appreciate you so much.
Rick blames the military background.
You know, and Derek, who comes on the show, he's not on right now because he dropped off, but when he comes on the show, he's always doing things to help people also. He's on Instagram, send out hope cards, and he's on Facebook and talking to people, and he's calling people and sending out hope cards to people and handing out hope cards to people. And every single day he does that. And he's got, that's where Gavin Johns came from. And I could name dozens of names of people that he has contacted. And we've talked to him. He and I both have talked to him on three-way calls to find out where they're headed, what their goals are, what are their aspirations, what is it that they would like us to help them with. And then help them to move forward with that, and to coach them along the way. And we don't do things that other people can do, because we really want them to take the leadership role in accomplishing what it is that they want to accomplish, because it's more meaningful to them if they do that than if we try to do the work for them, you know. But so that's kind of how it works. We're there to coach people there. We're there to help you to find out sources of information that you might need, to find out how it is that we can help you. For example, if you want to make more money, we help you to how to do that. If housing is your need, then we help you in that area. If there's education or certifications that are needed, we have ways to help you in those areas. Clean air and water, health and wellness, the arts, and in those areas. 8 main areas in the Hope Collection, and I've named most of them right already, that we have the ability to help people in those areas. And that covers just about every aspect of someone's life. If there's not something there, then we work with that. Like I do a lot of work with seniors in different areas that they need help in. And I do work with special needs people that have needs to work. And I've done a lot of work with people with addictions people in prison. Those are some of the areas that we break down these larger categories of areas that we can help people in, and we work with them. I just think it's important for anybody that's listening to the program today to know that if there's an area that you need help in, we can work it into our program. Like Derek's friend John Tate wants to build a website to help the inmates coming out of prison, and I know there's a need in that area, because they are like a forgotten group of people, and they're let out on their own, and that's why a lot of them go back in. Because they haven't learned what it is that they can do when they get out, and they don't have, a lot of them have lost their families, they've lost their jobs, and they have no way of making income. So we can work with them in those areas and help them, and that's what we do, and that's what John wants to do. He's very very serious about that. And he and I are working together on that. And so I just mentioned that so that people understand what it is that we're all about. Like Mary's working in a lot of areas, and Kurt's working in a lot of different areas. See, we all have special skills that we can use to help people. And we can't do it all by ourselves. We have to have some help from other people. And if someone comes to me with a particular area that they want us to help them in, and I don't have skills in that area, I'll refer them to somebody on the team that does that. And that's when John was, I'm sorry, when Kurt, I forgot right now. Don't get old, you guys. Don't get old. You kind of sometimes you lose your whole train of thought.
We call that the pretty face moment in our house.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a senior thing. I have those senior moments all the time.
Oh yeah.
Walk into a room to get something, and I can't remember what it is I went in there for.
Senior done that. Yeah.
Yeah, but we get over it. We get over it eventually. And life is funny sometimes. Well, life's funny a lot of times. I think God had a good sense of humor with what he some of the situations he puts us in. excuse me. But anyway, it's I am very very happy and very pleased, and I feel very blessed that God had put connected me up with Dr. Joel Griffin and with Captain Len Cain and with Ron Clayton and with all of you guys. I'm just so thankful that he has connected us all together, because we're serving what it is that he wants us to do. We're doing the purposes that he expects us to do, and that's to help his people and to love his people. And love is so important in this. There's a number of different values that I believe are very important, and love is one of those values. Love your neighbor as you would like to be loved, and then love your family as you would like to be loved, and then the area of honesty and integrity and willingness to help people and go out of your way to help people and to extend a hand out to people when they need a hand out, and work with them as long as they're willing to work with you. I tell people that I make a lifetime commitment to anybody that's that wants my help. I'll make a lifetime commitment to you to help you accomplish what it is you want to accomplish. And so I'm very humbled, and I'm also very happy and appreciative that the good Lord has put me in this position of helping people. And I'm not perfect by a long shot, but because I believe there was only ever one perfect being in this earth, and that was our Lord Jesus Christ. But I try to do the best I can and the best that He wants me to do, and I try to listen carefully. See, part of being a life coach is being a good listener, and part of being a person that's willing to help people without expecting anything in return, that's very important also. I've been rambling on here, but you guys, you've got anything you want to add to that? We got about 10 minutes left.
Well, I have a prayer here that I like to read to everybody. It's Ephesians 4:32. It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." And I think that's what hope's all about. We're all very compassionate to other people, feeling, need. Whatever they have, whatever they need, we will find a way to get that need fulfilled to that person. And I think we have a very wonderful team right now that will do that.
Yep.
And you brought up a good point, Bob, that if I don't have the answer, I'll call you, or I'll call Mary, or I'll call anybody on our team to get that answer to that person.
Yep.
So I don't know much about lost help. I always go to the resources that will help that person.
Yep. Yep. Amen to that. That's true. It's one of the basic building principles that we have, is that we don't know all things. We don't know everything. But we can help you to find what it is that you need to help yourself, and then to help you through it, and make recommendations to you, and coach you along the way. All of those are things that are necessary to make this whole program work, and we're all doing it. And I'm so proud of all of you that participates and works with us. God bless you all. He does. He blesses me every day. I'm so happy for what he does, and so thankful. In my prayers, I thank him every day, and that's important too, is to thank God, because he wants us to show him that we honor and obey him, and that we appreciate him and all he does for us. So, Mary, I want to thank you for setting up that ability for us to have a better communications with people about what's going on through the Hope Collection and other venues that we have that we're working with. So thank you very much for that. I see you just came back on. Mary, thank you, Mary. I said I'm thanking you for all that you're doing to help out here. We appreciate
thank you. I
got to
figure
so
out what my kids did to my phone.
Oh.
No way.
So they changed the setting, so when you hit the side button, your power button or the button to light your screen up,
yes,
it automatically hangs up my phone calls.
Oh, no.
This is what happens,
yep,
when, you know, that's why I always have the joke is that, you know, when you're pregnant or your spouse is pregnant, what are the first two things you always say? You want a healthy child and you want a smart child. No, you don't. You want a healthy child and a mediocre child. You get a smart
right,
kid.
That's right.
They mess with everything and you don't know how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Absolutely. It's a
I'm
team
looking
effort.
At that right now.
You know, that's one of the problems that that are going on in society today is the families that split up, and it affects. It may not seem like it does, but it has a great effect on the children from that family.
Mm-hmm.
When there's couples break up and one goes one way and one goes the other way, you know.
Right.
And a lot of the single parent families today is growing in numbers, and that's an area that go ahead, Mary.
What I was going to say is my parents, when my mom and her boyfriend split up after I moved out of the house, but they actually had it right. When they split up, what happened is they basically, one moved into the basement, so a house was kind of like a duplex. So both of them lived under the same roof. They just had their own living areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
And
that's great.
They did that until my brother graduated from high school. So both parents were always around.
That's great. That's a great idea to do that. And I
they
always
stay
tell
together
people,
because of the kid, because of you guys.
They stayed together for as long as they could because of the kids, and it just
right,
wasn't
right,
a good idea.
Good.
They were better off separating. But when they separated, they were still, you know, together, but they weren't.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know a couple like that, too. They stayed together just for the kids, but they were divorced. Yeah.
Yep.
Then once
yep,
the kids were gone, they were gone.
And sometimes it's better to
well,
get divorced than stay together if
yeah,
you just can't get along anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to expose that to the children.
You know how a couple that gets divorced or separated, whatever, when if they have children and they they try to keep the family together as friends. It's very important, you know. And sometimes it's very hard to do, but if it's possible, that's very important to do that. So that the children recognize that you didn't divorce them, you just divorced your wife, or you divorced your husband.
And so I think it's
important that they understand that, and not only with words but with your actions, how you act to your ex-wife or your ex-husband, and how you respond to their needs, and as well as the children's needs, and how you try to keep the children involved in the family, and the parents that are divorced involved in the family. Those are very important also. It's important for the children's upbringing and the children's development over the years, that they understand that even though mom and dad couldn't keep it together, they're trying to keep the love towards the children and the development of the children in top priority. So that's very, very important also. So we have...
So at the same time, you're teaching conflict resolution with your kids too, you know, how you don't have to agree, but how you can still be out cordial to each other.
Yes. Yes.
You're teaching
your
kids how to get along.
Yeah. I believe that a husband and wife can separate and divorce, but they can still be friends, and they can keep that friendship going for their benefit, but also mostly for the benefit of the children. Is keeping the friendship going. A lot different, a different way to break up a marriage is to agree to stay friends and help each other out if it's needed.
Yeah. That's really good to do that. You have to show the kids how to respect each other.
Yeah, another area that with the family that just came to my mind that I think is really important is to worship together, is to go to church together and to be involved in the things that the church is involved in. I think that's very important also, to keep that going. And if you have children and they're going with you to church, that makes sense. It helps them to be more connected to the church and connected to the people in the church and connected to the pastor and to God. It's just very important, I think, to do that.
Yeah, it is.
To maintain those relationships. And that's very important. And it sets a great example for the kids. Sets a great example. We're going to raise you as a Christian, and we're going to help you along the way, and we're going to teach you along the way. And that sets a great example for them when they get to the age where they're going to be married and have children. So it sets a great example for the children. Well, we're about out of time, folks, and I want to thank you, Mary, and thank you, Larry, and thank you, Kurt, and Derek, and everyone that's been on the show today. We appreciate your input, and we appreciate what you're doing to help people. So I want to say thank you, all of you, and all of you that are listening. You can get on the show anytime you want to. Just dial 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And you can dial directly into there. And then whoever's hosting the show that day, we're broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And whoever's hosting will open up your mic so that you can talk. And if you want to just listen, that's okay too. But we're here to serve you. We're all servant leaders, and we're here to serve each of you, whether it's an individual or a family or a business that we're affiliated with or a charitable organization that we're affiliated with. We're here to serve. So God bless you all, and you all have a great day. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off right now.
Take care, Bob.
Bye, guys.
Larry, I'll call you later. I want to talk a little bit about some things.
Okay, sure.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yep, take care.